Welcome to another edition of the Sloppy Spoilers, the show for all your comic, TV, and movie needs. I'm your host, Freddie Nero, with Nick Perez. All right, everyone. Welcome again to another week of premieres with the Sloppy Spoilers here. Freddie and Nick, as always. How you doing, Nick?
Another day in paradise, man.
So yeah. We're getting in the thick of it. It's kind of like premieres and finales for like, seems like 3 or 4 weeks straight. We'll be getting
almost. Yeah. It's like the last end of September and beginning of October. It's like a lot of them are ending and then a lot of them are beginning. So I'm happy and sad at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So just so you guys know, the big thing that came out this week was Marvel and Netflix Luke Cage show.
Yes.
Regardless of how much we may or may not have binge watched it, yeah. We're going to just cover the first few episodes, kind of first thoughts, and then in the next 2 weeks we'll kind of get more into it. So exactly. We'll kind of spread it out over 3 weeks. Don't want to, you know, hash out 13 hours in 30 minutes.
That would be ridiculous.
Exactly.
Yeah. We'd miss so much stuff, too. Like, you know, it's good that we're going to cover a couple episodes now and then, you know, and then keep going. It's funny because the listeners are going to be like, I know what happens next.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure there are some people who are normal and who don't watch 13 hours the first weekend that comes out.
No, I only watched the first 4 episodes because I was like, okay, I need to wait.
Perfect. Well, yeah. That's I couldn't sleep. I'm up to like 9 or something. But all right, so that, and it was such a big impact on Luke Cage watchers that Netflix broke. Like all throughout the day, it was just like spinning wheel all day. And it'd be like mid episode too, just randomly, it would just stop working. So,
yeah,
I think they got it. They said Netflix said they got the problem fixed.
Well, that's good, yeah, because that happened to me. I was watching it. And right in the middle of it was like buffering. I'm like, wait, what? You know? And I kind of was like, what's going on? Like smashing my computer.
Right. Yeah. I went to check like other things. Like, no, everything else is streaming fine. Just Luke Cage was broken. But yeah, that's a good thing. We like our comic book stuff to get, you know, crazy views.
Yeah.
Because that keeps the genre going.
It really does.
As far as news goes, only a few new things. Jon Favreau is going to be directing a Lion King quasi live action movie, kind of like the Jungle Book.
Yeah, which I think is going to be cool. I mean, of course, it's all going to be CGI because, like, Jungle Book, there was the one kid, but they're, you know what I mean. Like, they're not going to have lions or anything like that,
right?
You know, but, like real life ones running around.
But Jungle Book, even though Jungle Book was CGI, it looked like pretty realistic at times. Like you could tell it was fake because, you know, they're talking. Mm-hmm. But besides that, you're like, that kind of fucking looks like a wolf and a tiger.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Animals don't talk in the jungle? Damn it.
Only when you're on ecstasy.
Okay, good. Well, I'm glad I bought some then. We're good.
But yeah, I did. After I saw Jungle Book, I said, watch, next is going to be Aladdin and Lion King, and Jon Favreau is going to do one of them. But I just had a sad realization that Aladdin is not going to get remade.
Oh, man. I totally put in my audition for that.
And I think it's because of the Muslim thing, like the anti-Muslim sentiment in America.
Probably that. Plus, you know, everyone, for some reason, because Trump tweeted it out, thinks that the place that Aladdin is from is a terrorist cell, even though it was made up by Disney.
Exactly. So, and then, like, it's like, I heard, like, some joke Vine where, like, the guy, he was just, you know, making fun of it, like, pretending to be a super right wing and saying, you know, the terrorist, Aladdin. And I'm like, ah, it is Aladdin, isn't it? Like, when you say Aladdin, it does not sound friendly. Aladdin sounds friendly.
Aladdin.
That's definitely a terrorist.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to talk about Jafar in the.
Well. And if you watch it, it's like shocking because like as kids, I don't think we noticed. But now that we're in a very, you know, conscious world, they like say like praise Allah a lot in that movie. not that there's anything wrong with Muslims, but just the climate that we're in, I just have a feeling it won't get made, especially if, you know, someone becomes president. So, I also keep my hopes up because that is probably my all-time favorite Disney movie. Yeah. It's between Aladdin and Lion King, so we'll see.
Yeah, I like Aladdin's my favorite one. I like that one.
Yeah, and definitely because Robin Williams, so that's a feat in itself to try to replace him.
Heck yeah, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, like, all the actors that have ever played Aladdin in, like, the theater productions, they try to emulate Robin Williams. Most actors don't do that. Most actors try to find their own, you know, route and way, but, like, you can't – if you do the genie any other way, people will get mad.
Yeah, it's
not right.
You
know what I mean? Like, you know, like, the Lion King on stage is nothing like the cartoon that they're going to remake and the stuff that's out there, and people are like, oh, my God, I love it. You know, if somebody tried to redo the genie and it was not Robin Williams, I'll forget about it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I actually, when it came out, I actually, because, you know, Disney every so often releases, like, old movies. They only sell them at certain times. So they released an Aladdin with, like, bonus, like, 10 minutes of, like, uncut Robin Williams just doing crazy shit, you know, in the voice booth or whatever you call it.
Dude, that's awesome.
And it was like $30, and I was like, I don't give a shit. I need to hear this. And I every so often I'll go back and just, you know, listen to it again. It's like, he's hilarious.
Yeah, you're like, I need this in my life.
Even though as kids we didn't get, you know, 80% of his references.
No. And it's funny going back watching movies that, you know, from when you were a kid watching them now.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, God, that's so dirty.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so Lion King's coming. That's something to be happy about. So, you know, we'll probably see in a couple of years. Beauty and the Beast pictures just came out. They look pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mean, he looks a little different.
Not really, but yeah.
Oh, you're not really that excited for it?
I mean, I'm excited, but I'm like, well, I mean, I saw the pictures. I'm like, the Beast doesn't have horns.
Yeah, he did.
No, he didn't.
Google it right now. The Beast had horns.
Not in the movie.
In the cartoon, he did.
No, we're Googling it.
I just had this conversation with my brother because he said the same thing. And I was like, Google it. And he's like, oh, they do have horns.
Beast from Beauty and the... Wait, here we go.
They're different. I'll give you that. But he did have horns.
Man, those are ears. Nah, forget about it. Yeah, they're horns. Well, listen.
Because he has horns and ears.
Yeah, dude, those look like ears. Like, I never realized those were horns until right now. Like, this second right now, I realized those were horns.
So.
I was like, he's got some funky-ass ears, but.
Yeah. So. Well. I don't know. As a kid, I guess I just noticed it. I guess some people didn't. But yeah. It looks like it'll be decent, and, you know, they're gonna do the Gaston song, man. Like, I like this, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited about that part, at least. But so, speaking of awesome TV shows, did you see the Fight Club trailer?
No, there's a Fight Club TV show?
Well, no, sorry. The Fight Club trailer of Supergirl, Arrow, and
I did
Flash.
Not.
God. Okay, so you guys all know, you remember, was it last year when they were coming out, they released the Fight Club where the Arrow brings the Flash in, and they all fight, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so they did a new one, and Arrow's like, well, I got to show you something. And he's like, oh, okay, so they open the lights, and Supergirl's tied up to chained up to a chair, and she's like, really? You know, and then the Flash is like, I don't think those are gonna work. And then, but both of those know about it, and they're introducing her to the Fight Club. And he's like, well, you know, we got to tell you. She's like, oh my God, is this the Fight Club that you were telling me about? And he's like, yes. And then she's like, yeah, and then rips the chains off of her hands.
That's
and
funny.
Yeah, stands up. He's like, but it's a little bit different. So then, so it's those three. So it's Arrow, Supergirl, the Flash, and then you've got the. All of the
Legends?
League of Legends. I was like, what the hell is her name? Yeah, you got the League of Legends come in, right? And then you've got, I'm like, oh my God. So then they're like, what is this? They're in like this tiny like dome looking room. And then this giant orb drops from the ceiling. Looks like Tron or something like that. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, well, you probably shouldn't say that, because she's like, oh, I'm so ready to do this, you know, like bring it. And then Cisco and Felicity are up there running things. And then this like robot starts attacking them with lasers and shit and like throwing things, bombs and stuff at them. And then they just start, dude, it was awesome. It was so great.
All right. Well, I will go watch it and then tweet it to our page so yeah. You guys can all watch it too. That exactly. Sounds awesome.
And then the best part at the end, because after they destroy the thing, right, like it electrocutes all of them, so they all join together because it's like, we got to join together to destroy it. You know, of course, they got to throw the teamwork stuff in there. What ends up happening is they destroy the giant orb, and then she's like, that was it? She's like, I want some more. And then they all look at her, and this is Supergirl saying this, and the Flash goes, well, he's like, what I forgot to tell you about the Fight Club dome, he's like, never ask for more. And then Cisco goes, he pushes a button, all of a sudden this giant door opens, and you hear, Grodd. Yeah, dude, and then Grodd comes in, and she's like, what the hell is that? And he goes, I am Grodd. And then just like runs in, and then that was it. And I was like, what? Like, I watched it at my desk at work, and I scared the lady in the cubicle next to me. Like, she was like, what the hell was that? I was like, nothing. I got a paper cut. Yeah.
I like that. Yeah. But, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I'm totally all in for DC, so you don't need to sell me on anything. Or they don't need to sell me on anything, but that sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those come out this coming week. Actually, the week that this episode you guys will be listening to, it'll be coming out then. Week after that is Supergirl and Legends.
Yep, Legends and Supergirl come out the week of the 13th, and Flash and Arrow come out this coming week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so excited.
And, oh, also, Bat in the Sun is working with YouTube. I'm not with YouTube. Yeah. Bat in the Sun is working with Valiant. On a Ninjak, I'm not sure if it's a mini series or a movie or quite what it is. But they have Ninjak, and also Bloodshot's going to be in it by Jason David Frank.
Frank is going to be Bloodshot,
the Green or White Ranger,
or Red or Black, or because he's been in like every Power Ranger since then. So he comes back as the Green, but then it'll be like the Red one with the star or the Black one with the triangle. So he's been Red, Black, Green, White, I think even a blue one.
I only care about Mighty Morphin.
Exactly. So thank you.
It's the only one worth watching.
Yep. Everyone's like, oh, meet the new Red Ranger. And I'm like, no, Austin St. John is the Red Ranger. You shut your mouth right now.
Oh, and also for the Power Rangers movie, they cast Bill Hader as Alpha 5 or was that his name?
Alpha 5.
So, yeah.
Dude, he's going to be great. Like, he's so funny.
He's hilarious. And he's great with voices. You know, he was BB-8 in Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
I think Paige told me that.
Yeah, he's a... I think it was him and someone else did it together. But, yeah, he was the boo-boo of BB-8.
Well, it's funny because I watch Bob's Burgers a lot, that TV show.
Yeah.
Which is hilarious. and there was a character, and it was him, and everyone, like, we were all hanging out, and everyone was like, whose voice is that? I'm like, dude, that's Bill Hader. They're like, no, that's not him. I'm like, yes, it is. So we looked it up, of course, because Google is life. And, you know, and then they were like, oh, my God. So, yeah, dude, he's in everything, and he's so funny.
He is. He's hilarious. Yeah. So, I think that was all the news. Was there anything else?
Not that I could. I'm trying to look. I don't see any other new TV shows.
Oh, yeah, Westworld comes out this weekend.
Westworld comes out this weekend.
And Ash versus Evil Dead Season 2 starts this weekend.
Yep.
Which is... Did we go into that show last season? I can't remember.
Well, we went into the fan-made films and like the other ones that we talked about.
Maybe that was back when it was just me and Al, we talked about it.
Probably.
It is... Have you? Are you a fan of the original Evil Deads?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely love them.
They capture perfectly the essence of like silly, you know, silly low budget horror with legit scariness, with action, with comedy. Like, it's a very good mix, and I don't know how it works, but whenever I sit down and watch, I'm just like, oh, okay, this is fucking Evil Dead.
Yeah.
And we still have, you know, Ash is still the same Ash. Oh, yeah. So yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Oh, dude, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Oh.
Hey, so doesn't Powerless come out this remember we talked about that? We covered it before.
Oh yeah, I think that comes out in January.
Okay, because I looked it up and I know they're still shooting stuff, but I was like, I wonder when that's coming out, because I know we talked about it before. Powerless is coming up, so look out for that. That's gonna be cool.
Yeah, it doesn't say when it's coming out, but yeah. So hopefully it comes out soon. Everything just says to be announced,
right?
So yeah, probably the mid seasons it'll come. Yeah. Oh, and one last thing. Legends of Tomorrow, the League of Justice League of Society, or the Justice Society of America, looks pretty tight.
Oh yeah, did you hear? They've got the most of them cast, but they're not. They're like, there's going to be someone's released mid season that you're going to lose your mind.
Okay,
and I'm like, what? So, I mean, they've already released a couple of them. Like, I mean, they're the lower level ones, but still, it's kind of really like. I love that they're doing this.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, and I love, take the deep cut. Like, we're getting Obsidian. Like, that's pretty awesome. And
right?
they said, he's going to be a Green Lantern son. Like, oh, okay. Like, so they're not even going to go, like, on a roundabout, oh, this is kind of Obsidian, but his dad, no, his dad's a Green Lantern.
Yep, that's it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah. Which I hope that in turn gets John Diggle to be a Green Lantern. I hope that's how they tie this in.
That'd be awesome.
Because they've been talking about John Diggle being a Green Lantern since, like, season 3.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty awesome. Dude, that'd be so good.
Okay. Yeah. So, I think we're going to get mind-fucked this year in our TV shows. Because, the first thing we're going to see is the Flashpoint. So, I mean...
Dude, I'm mentally preparing myself for Wednesday. Like, it is, I don't know what I'm gonna like. It's just getting to the point where I'm like, I don't know, because people keep asking. They're like, what's gonna be? I'm like, dude, I don't know. I'm in the same boat as you. You know, even if I didn't, I wouldn't tell anybody.
Sure.
but yeah.
Well, here, let's get into the meat of the conversation for today. Luke Cage episodes 1-4 and first impressions. So, and me and you have not talked about this whatsoever yet, not even in chat. So, How are you liking it? Are you hating it? Well, what is your first impressions of the show?
So, I like it so far. Like I said, I've only gotten to episode 4. I like it so far. I always go in, like I've said this with every show that we talk about, I always go in with a neutral attitude. Like, I don't go, this is going to suck, or I don't get too overly excited. Because, I mean, I love the character of Luke Cage, you know? But, like, I wasn't just like, oh, this is going to be so amazing, because then I would have just gotten clouded, or I didn't want to set myself up for disappointment. So I'm watching the first episode, and I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. But then, honestly, it kind of felt like... it was just taking too long to tell the story. And I'm like, okay, I get it. You know, you're invincible, you know, and you're doing the whole thing that every show has to do to create drama. The whole, you know, oh, I've got powers, but I don't want to use them. And, you know, I know bad things are happening, but oh, I can't bring myself to doing it. And I'm like, oh my God. I was like, this better not be like 5 episodes long, because there's only like 13 episodes in the whole damn season.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay. And my rule is I give it 5 episodes. I do just.
By the way, we're about to spoil the fuck out of everything, people. So,
oh, yeah. Sorry.
So, just in case. Yeah. You haven't said anything yet, so, but I know your next like statement.
Yeah, you know where I'm about to go. So,
so be warned.
Yeah.
It's about to get spoiled.
This is the spoiled part right now. So if you haven't seen it, stop it right now. Go watch 13 hours and then continue listening. Or just continue listening and then you'll be surprised anyway. But so, I mean, I've seen Jessica Jones and I was like, oh, okay, this is cool. But it was more or less like, I was like, episode 2 is really where I kind of got hooked. You know, he started doing some stuff. You know, he beat the crap out of those guys in that restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, my favorite part of that fight scene, because there's a lot of fight scenes, but of that fight scene is when the guy shoots him in the hand and he goes, ah. Like, that's it. And yeah. And then he just does, like, he opens his hand, dumps it out, and then he's like, you want some? And the guy's like, I don't even like these cats, man. And then, like, takes off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was great. I mean, but honestly, they're doing really good with it so far. You know, so, I mean, I can tell, that, of course, they're trying to stick with the dark and gritty. But it is a little lighter than most of the other Marvel shows that Netflix has. You know, they're trying to put more jokes in there. They're trying to, you know, the first episode where he's walking down the street, they even tried tying in some of the Marvel movies where the kid on the street's like, hey, my man, he's like, right here. You know, he's like, I got the Captain America guy. He's like, what about the guy with the hammer? Or no, he said Tony Stark in his suit. He's like, what about the green giant big guy? You know, he's like, I've got raw footage of the actual event right here. And I'm like, really?
Well, you know, yeah. It's funny because if that really did happen, that's exactly what would happen.
Hell yeah. And that's why I was like, that was a good time. Like, if it was so quick, I almost didn't catch it.
Yeah.
Like, he said, you know, what'd he say? He's like a fancy guy with the long hair and that shiny hammer. And then he's like the big green goblin dude. And I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah. And then he's like, actual footage, HD and Blu-ray, because I like you, or something like that. Yeah. of the event, not of these movies, of the event. And I'm like, oh, okay,
right,
I see
real.
What they did there. Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And they kept it topical, they kept it to where it's in the now, not like they didn't try basing it, you know, back in the day. You know, like Luke Cage didn't come out wearing bell bottoms and a yellow shirt. Well, he did in episode 4.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie, I really like that scene.
Yeah,
that was because, well, we'll get to that part, but yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to that part because I freaked out a little bit.
Okay, so slow at first, but once the kind of action picked up, it seems to be looking okay for you then?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was kind of wondering how they were going to do it just because of it's a guy who literally has nothing to be afraid of. Like,
right?
Like, you can shoot him and he's fine.
He doesn't even, like, move.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, even Jessica Jones, like, superpowered people. I mean, Captain America can get shot in the head.
Yeah.
Like, they all bleed except for Luke Cage. So yeah. It's like, man, like, how are they going to try to tell us a story when this guy has nothing
literally,
that can beat
yeah.
him?
Literally invincible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're not giving us a villain to where it's not a traditional, well, at least for now, for the intro. There's not a villain who's like physically superior or who can even match him.
No, not even intellectually. Like, you know, the villain that's there now is just, you know, he's a gangster, you know, and he's got a little bit of leverage, you know, but that's only because Luke Cage is being nice right now. Well, not after episode 3, but yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, wait, this is villain? And then his villain, of course, has his own villain. So, I'm just waiting for Fisk to show up.
Well, yeah. Like, honestly, I really just think that it's a hood story that happens to have a character who has superpowers.
Yeah.
And that's all, I mean, I'm not saying that's all it is in a bad way, but yeah, that's what it is.
This is the BET version of Carlito's Way, but it's also got superpowers. Like, it's
I wouldn't call it the BET version. That's kind of insulting. I
love BET. I was
really
totally kidding. Yeah.
BET originals are not good.
No. Okay, let me get that.
that's what I meant.
Let me rephrase this. The channel BET is good.
Yeah.
The shows that they produce are not good.
Fair enough.
Anyway. Moving on. But yeah, no, I get that.
And let me see. So in the third episode, it kind of picks up a lot to where he attacks like the main guys. He calls it Fort Knox, where he keeps all of his money.
Well, yeah, because I mean, the one guy tried to be, what do you say? He made an executive decision and goes shoots up the barbershop.
Kills Pop. I was kind of sad when Pop died, man.
Right? I didn't think they were going to kill him off in, like, episode 2. I'm like, holy shit. Yeah.
But, yeah, and that kind of sends him, because, yeah, he was, you know, the normal, I don't want to save people, even though I have powers. Yeah. I actually be normal. All right. But the fact that he can do all this without hurting anybody, Like, he goes into a building with 30 people in it, maybe more.
Yeah.
And they all have guns, and he takes them all out, and no one's seriously injured.
No, he wraps a freaking door, like a car door, around a guy and throws his ass down the stairs, but nobody gets, like, really, really hurt. You know what I mean? Yeah, dude, it was so great. Yeah, he was bitch slapping everybody in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And it's completely different from Daredevil.
Oh yeah.
And Jessica Jones, cuz they fuck people up.
Oh yeah. Dude, like, I mean, you know, it's funny cuz I was like, "Oh, this looks like, this reminds me of the scene in Daredevil where Daredevil does, like, I don't know, like the five-story building, and he just beats the shit out of every single person going down the stairwell." And I'm like, man, could you imagine if Daredevil didn't hurt anybody?
Right?
Like, yeah.
Like, Daredevil has, like, break arms and, like, hurt people.
He was fucking dudes up. He was throwing them down the shaft, like, the stairwells and stuff, and you know they're dead.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't care.
So, yeah, it's nice to see a difference. And the difference, they both have skill, but Daredevil is vulnerable, and Luke Cage isn't. So exactly. Luke Cage can take the chance of not hurting anybody. So, yeah. Exactly. I think it's an interesting way to tell this story. And again, I love, like, I hate to have this conversation with two Puerto Ricans.
Right?
No black people on the conversation. But literally most of my friends are black.
Yeah.
And I, you know, I consume the culture of, you know, music and movies and all that. Mm-hmm. So I really loved, like, how black it was. Like, I thought it was going to be watered down, to be honest.
No, I did too. I really, no, and I think that's what makes it authentic to Luke Cage.
It does. Like, if you told a Harlem story about a black superhero and it wasn't that black of a show, it would feel really weird.
It would feel made up. Like, it would, I mean, of course it's made up because Luke Cage doesn't really exist, but you know what I mean? Like, it would just feel too fake. You'd be like, I can't really get behind this. You know what I mean? Because if you know Luke Cage like I do, because, I mean, I grew up in Detroit, so I'm good there. But the watching it, I was like, and the best part is I never thought about it because of how real it felt. You know what I mean? Like, I never was like, oh, okay. This, you know, I'm glad this is such a black show. This feels real. Like, this feels like Luke Cage, the comic book, is on TV right now.
Yeah.
Because just like the Black Panther comic books, it's very, you know, it's very black oriented, because that's the whole point. Those are the characters. Like, you know, if they tried making Luke Cage white and giving him make him look like Duke Nukem, you know, that would not be good for Marvel, Netflix, or, you know, just the show itself, because everyone would be like, well, this is stupid.
Exactly.
The only one that's ever gotten away with it, really, I think, is Samuel Jackson for being Nick Fury, but that's Samuel Jackson. He can get away with fucking anything he wants.
Yeah.
And people are like, oh, I like him as Nick Fury.
Well, and even too, I think in the Ultimate Avengers, Nick Fury was black.
Yes, but you know the artist based it off of Samuel L. Jackson?
Yeah, which is why it was great that they cast him as. I was like, oh, that works.
Yeah, right? Isn't that cool?
But yeah, so I really enjoyed that.
Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, yeah, just because, I mean, I've seen plenty of movies that were based in Harlem. And so, yeah, it felt very organic. And also, too, the people behind it... the creator and writer of it, he did, like, Notorious. He did Power. A couple of the directors did Power from Starz, which is a great show.
You know why they keep – that's why the one, I don't know, bad guy, the villain right now, that's why he's got Biggie's picture on the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a little Easter egg to the director, because he did Notorious.
And, it makes sense, too. I mean, people in New York – Biggie.
Exactly, yeah.
Just like I'm in California. People in California love Pac.
Yeah.
I mean, it just is what it is.
Yeah.
And he was the king of New York, you know, when
right?
they were all young. Mm-hmm. So, of course, that stands out to them.
Didn't they bring his wife as a singer on episode 3?
Faith Evans, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say Faith Evans was the singer, and I was like, holy, that's amazing.
Raphael Sadiq was in the pilot. Like,
yep.
I mean, the later on, the Delphonics are in there, which is like an old school band. And I'm just like, man, they're bringing the music back, in. Man. Like, it feels right.
Yeah.
So my roommate, he loves it. Like I've been trying to get him to watch Daredevil forever, and he's like, yeah, it's cool. But he just, you know, doesn't ever finish it. But, like, I was like, oh, you watch Luke Cage? You're like, yeah, I'm, like, 8 episodes in. I'm like, what the hell? You've never watched any show ever tell you to. He's like, well, it's a black guy, man. I was like, okay,
yeah,
fair enough.
Well, but, I like how they did the homage, because I like how they told his story so early on. And they did a couple flashbacks to, like, present time where he's getting him and that lady out of the thing.
That's after right.
He gets blown up. But they tell – the most of the episode is – them telling his backstory of how he got his powers. And as soon as they said the prison, I was like, oh, okay, this is right. I like this. This is good. And then when he comes out of that, when he comes out of the bath or whatever after the explosion, did you notice that they paid homage to his original character look?
Oh, yeah, because he had the little the metal bracelets. He had the thing on his head.
And the thing. And then when he punches through the wall, the first shirt that he finds is a yellow button-up made of silk. And he puts it on, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Dude, I lost it. I lost it.
Dude, yeah, I wanted to start flipping shit. I was so excited. I was like, oh, that's so great. Well, the best part was because then he looks in the mirror, and he goes, I look like a damn fool. And then he rips the headband off and takes all the shit off.
Yeah. Well, and it makes sense because that was, I mean, Luke Cage came out, what, 72 or something?
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So that's in 72, said, that didn't look too ridiculous.
Back then, they were like, man, that's a jive turkey right there.
So when he says it today, like, it's an homage, but it's like, yeah, we're in 2016. We don't need this.
Yeah. Well, it's funny because I'm like, wait, did they just put bracers on him? And then as soon as he came out, and then he takes that like little bit off the top of his head, but he leaves the almost looking like a Wonder Woman type headpiece. And I was like, oh, my God. I was like, all he needs is a yellow shirt. And then he busts through the wall, and then he puts the shirt on. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I lost my mind.
Right. So, and that was the thing. I know a little bit about Luke Cage. Yeah. I never read too much of his solo work.
Yeah.
So I wasn't sure how faithful they were, but from everything I'm seeing and how everyone's reacting, it sounds like it's pretty faithful.
It is. It's pretty close. Like, the thing is I know some things have changed, like modernized and stuff like that. I mean, they don't follow it verbatim or anything like that. But I only started reading Luke Cage because when I was a kid, my dad would give me comic books, and I would just get them from like uncles and stuff. And if I went to the comic book store, I remember one time there was like a pile of – there's like a giant long box full of comics, and it was like 25 cents a piece. And I had like $6 in my pocket, and I was like, oh – life is good. Like, I felt like a millionaire because I'm picking out comic books. I'm like, dan, 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 dan. And then I think I grabbed Luke Cage number like 17 or something like that. And I was like, this is a really cool cover. And I don't remember what he was doing, but he was fighting somebody. And then I started reading it, and I was like, this is awesome. So when I went back, I asked my dad if I could find, you know, the number one, but that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, then I just started reading them and things like that. And I really liked Luke Cage just because, I mean, I've always been a fighter my whole life, and I've always like liked fighting and things like that. I just liked the fact that he was a cop, went to prison for something he didn't do, right? He felt so bad about the shit that he did get busted for. You know, he was like, I'll take it now because I guess I deserve it. You know, but even though he gets these superpowers and, you know, things like that, you know, he still used them for good, but I mean, that's because he's a superhero. But yeah, I just, and growing up in Detroit, you know, the setting was almost similar. It's just that was set in the 70s, and this is, you know, gangsters and gangs and people always wanting to beat you up and take your money.
Sure, yeah.
So
it's real life.
Like hashtag real life.
And I agree with everything you said, and especially just the fact that it is so real. Because sometimes how unrealistic the scenarios are kind of takes you out of the element.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing crazy about this story besides the fact that there's a guy who has super strength and is bulletproof. Besides that, like, there are, you know,
there are
criminals who run neighborhoods, who run guns.
Yep, that have cops in their pocket, that have senators in their pocket, that, yeah.
I mean, that's real life that people have to live through.
Right.
And so I was like, oh, okay, like, I'm cool with this.
right.
So, yeah. And I did like the origin. The origin was really cool telling on how he got there and all that. And we get to see Reva again, his soon-to-be wife or fiance or whatever she was.
Mm.
So...
yeah.
So
and then I like that they bring it like the guy that plays Shades.
Oh, like, I like him.
Dude, he's such a good actor, but it's funny, like right now all I can see him is as from Sons.
Yep, yep.
That's it.
Fuck, I forget his name.
Torque exactly.
Or something? No.
What?
Like Torque or something.
Something weird. But
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only see him from Sons, and I'm like, oh, God, you're going to die. Oh, wait, no, the wrong show. Oh, real quick, spoiler, if you haven't seen the Sons of Anarchy, he dies.
He dies.
He dies, like, a lot.
And I really – and I like that because his character in Sons, he was a weaker person.
Yeah.
Oh, Juice, that's what it was.
Juice, that's what it was. Yep, Juice.
But, yeah, he was a weaker character. I mean, he was still a badass, but
in the beginning, yeah, in the beginning, he was a badass. He was the one that always fought, but then, yeah, he did become a weaker character, and then I think that's because they were slowly writing him off.
Yeah. And, yeah, it kind of led to his demise. But this one, like, he's a beast. Like, you see him, and he's, like, fucking scary looking. I'm like, what the hell?
That first interaction where he comes in and he tells him, he says, you know, he's like, we're going to help you. And then the one guy goes, man, you don't know shit or whatever. And then Juice kind of looks over. See, I called him Juice again. Shades looks over, and he's like, he just smiles. I'm like, oh God, is he gonna shoot him in the face?
Right.
And then he did. Yeah. And then he didn't. And I was like, ah, crap.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like that. I mean, because he's from, I don't know, the older generation, I guess.
Yeah.
Of the guys in the neighborhood who like knew the rules, right. Because. As crazy as it is, and even Cottonmouth, the kind of villain in the beginning,
yeah,
he even says, you know, as crazy as it seems, there's rules to this shit.
Yeah,
and
right.
And there is supposed to be rules, even though it's a criminal thing. They're supposed to follow certain rules,
right?
Because they, you know,
it's like an honor code type thing. You know what I mean?
Just because you're a criminal doesn't mean you want to be an awful human being.
Yeah,
you just want money.
Yeah.
So and killing a gangster. Is totally different than killing an innocent person.
Exactly.
So, I definitely like the street code that's kind of in there.
Yeah.
I want to mention too. I've noticed in looking at social media and even some of our friends, like a lot of people were like shocked at the usage of the N-word.
Yeah.
And.
Didn't really bug me.
Yeah, and so like it was really weird because they were like how everyone like because I watched it a little late. I didn't start watching until like this. Wait, what day is today? So I didn't start watching until Saturday.
Nice.
So a whole day later. So it's a whole day of everyone talking about it.
Yeah,
and so I'm expecting it to be like Django style.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
I'm expecting it to be bad.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing, but I missed, like, the first one, and I was like, oh, wait, oh, yeah, okay, he did say it, but who cares?
Yeah, yeah. And so it was just very interesting to me that people were shocked. And, again, maybe it's just because I'm always around black people and I always listen to black stuff that you if a guy says the N-word a couple times, that's just a normal conversation. Like, I don't know. There's nothing out of the ordinary for that for me. That's just realistic.
Yeah.
Again, I mean, if it was Harlem without that – that's not Harlem.
Yeah. And I mean, I like how Luke Cage is like, I'm not that. And he'll say, you know, I'm not that word. You know, I don't like that word. And that's cool. But like, if the bad guys weren't using it, especially if they're supposed to be the modern day ones that, you know, listen to the same rap music that we listen to, you know,
it'd be weird.
it'd be kind of weird. Cause if they were like, you jive turkey, like that wouldn't work, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, you bust a brown, like, come on, man, get out of here. What are you doing? Like, this is 2016, you know, and I get that people are like, why are they using the N-word? Well, they're not using it in the wrong way. I mean, it's a horrible word. And I know that, you know, people don't like it, but that's just the culture. You know what I mean? Like, that's what That's yeah, it's what they do. That's real life. And I think, like you said, because they're doing that, it makes it feel more real.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, they're not just, it's not like a, you know, it's not like a Lil Wayne concert where they're just, you know, and this
it's
and
every
that, you
word.
Know, you know, every other word, they're not saying that, but it, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of light, to be honest. I mean, yeah. I guess it's shocking because it's a TV show, and TV shows, like, since the Chappelle show, hasn't really said it for the most part.
I was expecting it to be like a Cat Williams skit, like just
words
all over the place, and I'm like,
yeah. So and I was like, that's kind of normal. Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was interesting, just kind of people's reaction to that part of it. And again, I think maybe just disconnect. I mean, not saying that people are racist or anything, but like if you're just not around that culture, you know, you don't have those friends.
That too.
You wouldn't have. You might think, oh my god, because all people ever hear is don't ever say it. But if you hang around black people or listen to black entertainment, that's what they say.
And I think if they emphasized on it more, like if they were like you and then like said the word really loud, if they emphasized it a lot, you know,
it was more casual conversation.
Yeah, they use it in, you know, like the one time where that kid had the gun to the back of his head. They said it a couple times there, but, you know, if they were really trying to like overuse it, then.
And I actually love that scene because he says, "Is that what you see?"
He says, do you see one in front of you?
He's like, we're standing in front of a building named after the first, our first hero or something.
Yeah.
And so Crispus Attucks was the first person killed in the Boston Massacre, which started the Revolutionary War. Yep. He was half black, half Native American. Yep. And he was a free person, whether runaway or free man, whatever. He was free. And so the first martyr of the American Revolution was Crispus Attucks. So I was like, man, like, and they didn't have to do that. That's not a real building.
No.
There's a lot of like little stuff in there when you talk. I'm just like, okay, like I'm fucked with this. So,
yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, dude,
I just wanted to touch about that for first impressions.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a good first impression. Cause honestly, it's all over the internet of how the N word's in there. And I'm like, man, here we go again.
and I heard a good argument. Someone's like, well, they never said it when the original Luke Cage never said it. I'm like, the original Luke Cage was written by four white men.
Yeah, thank
you. Like, if they said it, it's a problem. All the writers and creators and everything, they're all black on this show. So,
right?
Like, the only white character is the detective's partner.
I was gonna, the detective's partner, and he's in the pocket of the bad guy. Like, and he was kind of shifty the whole time. I was like, man, I bet he worked for him. Like, I thought he was gonna do something shady earlier on, but then as soon as like he's like, I'm gonna go meet him in the alley.
I was like, that kid's dead. Especially when took off his top. Oh, he's gonna choke him to death.
Yep. I was like, he's either gonna get shot, or he's going to get kidnapped, or something's going to happen. And then as soon as I saw him like loosening his tie, I was like, he's about to choke this motherfucker.
Yeah.
He choked his ass out good, too. And I'm like, god damn. And then he puts the tie back on. I was like, okay, that was kind of gangster.
I didn't expect him to do that. He took his time, and they showed him take his time to put his tie back on. Like, that was some cool cinematography.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
But yeah, man. So, like I said, I'm enjoying it. I'm like double you into this.
Are you on episode 8?
8 or 9, something like that.
Yeah, dude. I'm only at 4. Like I was trying to contain myself so that I can, you know, let it last a little bit because we've got a lot of shows to cover.
Yeah. So let's do this then. Next week we'll do the middle section, so that's like the meat of the story. So we'll do 5 through 9, and then the week after that, we'll finish the last 4 episodes and just final thoughts on the season. So
yeah,
I didn't want us all just rush through this, and I don't want to give it a special. I didn't feel like special worthy. Not that it's not a special or a good show. It felt unnecessary to.
Yeah, I mean, you can't, dude. It would be a 2-hour long special to cover a 13-hour. You know what I mean? Because
minimum,
even though as much as I want to binge watch, you know what I mean, that turns it into a 13-hour movie.
Yeah.
Right. And then it's like, okay, how are we going to cover 13 hours in a podcast? You know? Because I mean, shit, we're only covering it for 40 minutes, and we've probably missed something.
Oh, we missed plenty, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, so keep in mind, we'll be finishing up soon. But let's go into, is there anything else we mentioned about Luke Cage before we jump into the normal shows?
No, I think we covered the first four quite well. So
good. But yeah, Gotham. Gotham.
What'd you think?
Gotham was pretty cool. I was a little disappointed that Fish Mooney didn't die because I hate her character.
Everyone does.
She's the worst.
I think Jada Pinkett hates that character.
Right? She's probably like, God damn it. Why'd you guys bring me back?
No, she's like, I had plans.
So, nice to see Hugo Strange again.
Yeah. We got the Poison Ivy. Bruce Wayne has looked like he grew a pair of nuts.
Yeah. He went toe to toe with the Court of Owls. Yeah. Like, that was pretty badass.
That was, yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. And I love real talk. I love when people in power can just be like, so what are you going to offer us so that way we don't kill you?
Right? Like,
and in the calmest manner, he's like, well, I have a plan. Like, oh my God, like, this kid is a beast.
Yeah. Oh man. That's why he's freaking Batman.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the first season I was not sold on that kid, but like every time I see him now, he's looking more and more like Batman.
Right? What was it? Oh shit. Did you see the little teaser that they had though? For the Riddler?
No.
So there's this one scene, I can't remember exactly where, but they panned out. And in the back, in the distance, because it's in the previews now for the commercial. So if you watch the newest commercial for Gotham, because it took a second for me to figure it. Like, I didn't catch it at first, and then once I saw the trailer, I was like, "Wait a minute, that's the same pan that they did in the show." But I looked, and there's a green question mark.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. I was like, "What?" Yeah.
Yeah.
Freaking Easter egg hit Riddler's about to show up because it wasn't just a question mark on a building where I was like, oh my God. No, it was a by itself, neon lit up, green question mark. And when they panned, they kind of just slowed down and then panned out and then like brought it out to like wide zoom. And I'm like, and then if you look at the newest trailer or I don't know, trailer preview, whatever you want to call it for next week's episode, it literally zooms from that same question mark out to the word Gotham. And then if you look, there's a little small green question mark in the middle of Gotham. And I'm like, oh my God. Yeah.
Okay. Well, hey man, I love the Riddler. This Riddler is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, and for all the people that we're supposed to be seeing coming, like we got Mad Hatter. We got who else did they say? Joker's coming back, or you know, Jerome. A few more, and I'm just like, damn, they have so much they can work with here.
A lot.
So, and we get to see Hush meet up with you know Bruce Wayne or whoever the hell it is. You know, shows up to the Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, man, more of a building episode.
That's what it felt like to me. It felt like they were just trying to get us to the next part. You know what I mean? Like, honestly, if the episodes were a little longer, we probably would have seen this part, this episode, in last week's episode, in the premiere. You know what I mean? Like, if it were, because I was like, what the fuck was the point? I mean, the only cool part really was when Bruce went toe to toe with the owls, but
no,
you know, besides
totally
that, yeah.
And he bluffed his way in. That was the best part. They're like, what evidence do you have? I don't have any evidence. I just wanted to meet you. I have nothing solid. I only have circumstantial.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Hmm. All right. So what one do you want to jump into then?
I think the last show we got is S.H.I.E.L.D.
S.H.I.E.L.D., yep.
Again, S.H.I.E.L.D. is getting good, man.
Yeah, they're getting really good. I literally have no complaints about it. I mean, of course, the soap opera stuff in the middle, but that's not going to go away. It's just it's a story builder, so
sure.
I can't. Yeah,
I thought it was cool that the director turned out to be an Inhuman.
Yeah,
since you know they were kind of hiding who he was because he was kind of like a bureaucratic douche at first. Like he was like a nice guy douche where he's all smiles and compliments, but you're like, I fucking hate this guy for some reason. Yeah. But then he has superpowers. You're like, oh okay.
You're like, oh, fair enough.
Yeah.
Kind of. I had the same reaction when I found out that the director in Supergirl was Marvin the Manhunter. Or Martian the Manhunter. Marvin.
Yeah,
Manhunter.
Yeah.
Martian the Manhunter. I was like, oh, yeah, I could see that.
Right?
Yeah.
So that was cool. And then the... Like, it feels like we're really going to get deep into the paranormal-ish in this, because May is infected with whatever that makes her see, you know, everyone as like a ghost or whatever. And then there's the actual ghost people, which I'm still, I don't know if they're actually ghosts or what the hell they are.
Yeah, like, and it all happened last episode when they opened that crate or whatever.
Right.
You know, and the ghosts just started showing up, and I'm like, wait a minute, what? Yeah.
Yeah, so with Fitz and Simmons, I'm sure we'll get some scientific explanation to it. Mm-hmm. But Ghost Rider went up and grabbed an invisible person and then gave him the penance stare, and he disappeared into ashes. Yeah. So that was pretty fucking amazing. And then he just walked out.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, what did you think of the episode?
I thought it was good. I can't get over Ghost Rider, you know, because was it, he saves Fitz's life or whatever at the end, right?
Yeah.
Because that the ghost or whatever tries to kill him, and then, oh, what's that girl's name? Daisy, I think.
Oh,
is
Sky.
It Daisy?
Yeah, Daisy or Sky, yeah.
Yeah, Daisy or Sky, I can't remember. But yeah, so like, he's like, hey, do you want to ride shotgun? You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it's doing really, really good so far. I think this one was also another builder to something that's going to be more epic, like either next week or the week after. I hope they don't release episodes the same week as the premieres of all these other shows, because it may get lost.
Right.
You know, but yeah.
So let's hope next week we have a bunch of filler episodes.
Right.
Since we have so many premieres to go over and finales.
Yeah.
But yeah. How do you like how he looks?
Who?
Ghost Rider.
So, like, normally or when he's Ghost Rider? If you gotta go, go
with it. This has been another production of the Undercover Capes Podcast Network. Check out our website, undercovercapes.com, and our mother site, comiccrusaders.com. Check us out every week for a new episode.